The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting in Janet's palatial office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're at the corner of Northwest 31st Street and 441 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And we are in the south end. Penn Dutch is on the north end. And we are open today until 8 o'clock. And joining me up in Delray Beach at the Greenland store is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And is the sun beautiful as it is here up there?
Of course. Delray Beach is sunny and bright.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I know you picked out many different topics for today, some really interesting ones in my belief, and something that will hit everybody in some way, shape, manner, or form. And we're also going to do one of your twofers today. And I'm really excited about that because I know the term that you use really exemplifies how true a special can be. And when we go on our break at 15 minutes past the hour, we're going to let our listeners know what that twofer special is. But I do want to make mention that in the store tomorrow, we have a couple of demonstrations going on. We have a Melissa B skincare line, which will be demonstrated from 10:30 to 1:30. And that's by Jan. Jan will be giving away a lot of samples of the Melissa B line. And we also have another one from Vega. And Shari, who has done many demos for me over the years, will be doing a Vega protein demo tomorrow from 11 to 2. And she will be giving away a free pack of the Vega protein with each purchase that you make. So you definitely want to stop in tomorrow starting at 10:30 Saturday and take advantage of these great specials. And one more I do want to make mention of is tomorrow is the last day for the Sun Warrior special. And the Sun Warrior line of proteins, I'm looking at a couple which I'll talk about later, is 50% off the everyday low price that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And just to give you an example, we have a classic Sun Warrior chocolate. It's organic, and it's a 1.1 pound, 500 grams. The manufacturer has a suggested retail of $31.99. We have an everyday low price of $23.99. And today and tomorrow, you'll be able to buy this at 50% off. So that means the $23.99 would be only $12. That's an outstanding buy.
Oh, my goodness.
But now let's talk about the first topic, Janet, which I thought really struck home from a standpoint of how many people it's affected over the last 10 years. I couldn't believe the numbers, how many millions of people were affected. And we're speaking about antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs.
It is such a heartbreaking situation that people, they have a frank conversation with their physician, and unfortunately, when they're consulting their physician and talking about the sensations that they're experiencing, their mood is low, they're not really very interested in their day-to-day activities that used to bring them some contentment or joy. They're not connecting and enjoying their friends as they used to. So many different aspects of their lives have been affected because their mood is low. Or else they're discussing with their doctor, they're feeling jittery, that they're afraid of certain things that they used to deal with on a regular basis with no problem at all. So they're dealing with anxiety. So depression and anxiety. And so their physician with a good heart is saying, here, I've had experience with my patients with this particular drug, so antidepressant drugs, and they write a prescription. Well, the research just recently being published is telling us that antidepressant drugs may be related to risk of hip fracture. And who would have thought? When typically women, men, when someone consults their physician about depression and anxiety, they're never, ever considering that their risk of certain types of injury might increase. But now this research has drawn a connection between antidepressant drugs and the risk of hip fracture. Typically, one of the things that physicians recommend to people seeing patients, seeing this physician, and particularly, let's say, patients over the age of 50, they recommend don't forget to take your calcium. The calcium in the physician's mind is very much related to the idea that taking a calcium supplement will create stronger bones and reduce the risk of any kind of fracture, and particularly problematic is hip fracture because it's so complicated to repair. And so they're suggesting calcium. So much information about reducing your risk of hip fracture, and one would never bring into the discussion the idea that you are using antidepressant drugs and those are increasing your risk. So where I start with people with regard to antidepressant drugs is it's critically important, I think, to have a confidant. And if you don't have a friend or someone that a spiritual advisor who you can confide in and discuss your feelings, just to get them out of your body, to hear yourself talk about your issues, well, then probably need to seek professional help. And please come in and see me, because I have a number of different professionals that I can highly recommend, because I do have personal acquaintance with them. So begin to talk out your issues with a professional. And then after you have talked over those issues and possibly isolated the source of them, please come in and see me, because I can enhance the movement out of a depressive state into a more supported mood, happier state of mind, with any number of different components that you can easily find at extremely reasonable prices at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you can have a conversation with me at no charge. It's free. It's a service of the store. So you can come in to Save-A-Lot. And if you're dealing with anxiety, just as an example, Source Natural GABA Calm. Fabulous, fabulous product that will take the edge off the extremes of your anxiety. Bach Rescue Remedy. So wonderful and so efficient, and you don't have to be concerned that you're going to have any kind of a negative interaction if you're using certain prescription drugs. So many different ways that you can reduce anxiety, depression. All right, so we know that depression may very well be related to lower serotonin levels. Maybe your serotonin blood work shows to be in the low normal end of the reference range, and your doctor says, well, it isn't your serotonin. Perhaps if you supported serotonin just a little bit, then the intensity of your anxiety or depression will lessen somewhat. And we can talk about tryptophan. We can talk about 5-HTP. But one of the places that I think is so critically important to begin is with probiotics. Without the proper beneficial bacteria in your gut, you're not going to be metabolizing B vitamins. B vitamins being so important for supporting your mood and minimizing anxiety.
You know, to share with our listeners, Janet, the extent of how antidepressants have been increasing. In 1996, there were 13.3 million people using antidepressants in the United States. By the year 2010, the figure rose to 23.3 million. And again, that's almost 7 years ago. I would have to think that it's definitely on the higher scale, close to 30 million people that could be on antidepressant usage. And it's really destroying them. And as you pointed out, it could be a procedure where they sit down with you, you discuss with them the issues they have, and it could be as easy as using that Gabacom from Source Natural, or any other products that you had mentioned as well. But I think the important consideration is that people sit down with you and discuss what it is they want to correct, because antidepressants have a great deal of side effects in addition to what you pointed out. But think about the everyday life that people have to go through when they're dealing with antidepressants, what it does to their family life, what it does to their friends, what it does to themselves personally. So it's really devastating, and people should look to get off antidepressants as quickly as possible using effective means. How long would you say it takes for antidepressants to get out of the body?
Wow, that's a pretty difficult question. I think it's very much related to an individual's diet and lifestyle, their personal rate of metabolism, their hormone balance, their hormone ratio numbers, very important. But I think the takeaway from this discussion with regard to antidepressants is there are natural approaches that people can use before they go to the pharmaceutical drug, and who knew that they were exposing themselves to a serious risk of hip fracture by using an antidepressant drug? I have not investigated the side effects on drugs.com from a variety of different antidepressant drugs. But it is not a risk that most physicians would discuss with their patients as they are prescribing those drugs.
Well, I know we're coming up on a break, Janet, but I do want to make mention that the twofer special that is going on today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 9 to 6, two particular lines that I know we're both fond of. That's Unique E, the entire line of Unique E, and the entire line of Metagenics. They're both going to be 10% off today up until 8 o'clock and tomorrow until 6. And you will be here today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow Saturday from 1 to 5. So I'll turn it back to you.
And that's true. I will be here at Greenlands in Delray Beach until 2 o'clock, and then I will be at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 4 to 7. And I do want to let everyone know that those two lines, the Metagenics and the Unique E, very much are at EDLP prices, and then you take an additional 10% off. And so you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined with Janet Cimarelli. She is speaking to us from Delray Beach at the Greenland store, where she will be until 2 o'clock today. And then she will come down south to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate from 4 until 7. And her hours tomorrow are 1 to 5. And we're talking about a twofer special that's going on today and tomorrow. And there are two lines that are available from Janet's office. That's Unique E and the Metagenics line of products. And these are high-quality professional lines that are sold only through healthcare practitioners. And we have the availability to offer them to you today and tomorrow at a savings of an additional 10% off the everyday low prices on those particular products. We have two demonstrations going on tomorrow here at Save-A-Lot. It starts at 10:30 with the skincare line of Melissa B. Jan will be giving out samples of the line of Melissa B for you to try. And Sari will be doing a demo on the Vega line of proteins. And she's going to give a free pack of protein with each purchase that you make from Vega. And if you like additional protein, we have the Sun Warrior line. And I'm looking at the classic vanilla protein, which has a everyday low price or a manufacturer suggested price of $38. We have an everyday low price of $23.99, and you'll get these at 50% off. Again, the entire line of Sun Warrior product is 50% off our everyday low price. And I know the next topic, Janet, to speak about is root canal treatments. And you mentioned probiotics in your earlier dissertation on the antidepressants. And here's a situation that people on a regular basis should be consistently using probiotics. So we're dealing with root canal treatments that are overhauled through a new device to detect untreated bacteria, which I guess is in everybody's mouth.
Well, you know, when you talk about untreated bacteria, I think people in the know, particularly in those who have for years been focused on naturally supporting their good health, those people understand the risks associated with root canals. So typically the procedure would involve drilling through a tooth, getting to an infected root of the tooth, and that area would be dosed with antibiotics, and then there would be a piece of dental equipment. I actually don't know what it's called, that would be inserted in there that essentially is meant to strengthen the root that has been drilled into and treated with antibiotics. And it is also meant to continue to present to that infected area of your mouth antibiotic treatment. Well, the truth of the matter is, unfortunately, many times the bacteria in that area of your mouth is antibiotic resistant. And consequently, you have an ongoing low-grade infection, not an infection that is serious enough to make you ill and interfere with your day-to-day activities, but an infection that has the potential to reduce the efficiency of your immune system. It has the potential to interfere with overall oral health. So in my opinion, it is crucially important for people to understand what they can do to address an infection deep within their gums and potentially reduce the use of a root canal procedure in order to overcome the infection. So one of the things that I tell people we have at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is brushing rinse. Now, what is brushing rinse? Brushing rinse is a liquid that is a high content of peroxide, which is antibacterial, antiviral, and a flavor. So this liquid you can brush your teeth with, you can gargle with, you can rinse your mouth with, and it has antibacterial properties and minimizes the possibility that an infection can begin to fester. Healthy teeth, healthy gums, that's the outcome when you begin using the brushing rinse approach. Peroxide is so efficient at minimizing the proliferation of bacteria. Then if you think that you have an infection, an ongoing infection, one of the ways to address that, you can use Silver 100. So a cotton swab saturated with Silver 100 placed in the area of your gum that has given you a little bit of a hint that some infectious situation is occurring. Silver 100 being extremely helpful at overcoming the proliferation of bacteria in your mouth. And then you mentioned the importance of probiotics. There is a whole line from Jarrow Formulas of oral probiotics. When you provide that array of beneficial bacteria in your mouth and you enhance the quality of your saliva, you enhance the quality of the tissues in your mouth, you minimize across the board the potential for ever needing a root canal. And one more thing that a lot of people might not necessarily associate with supported and protected oral health is coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. When you use coenzyme Q10, you oxygenate the tissues of your mouth, particularly the oral mucosa, your gums. Smokers are at particular risk of having reduced oxygenation in their gums, the oral mucosa. Women in the age category surrounding menopause, they too are at greater risk for developing some sort of dysfunction with regard to the chemistry in their mouths. And coenzyme Q10, so very, very important for supporting oxygenated tissues in their gums. Vitamin C, again, critically important to maintain oral health. So those are a few places to get started. When you get started soon enough, then you dramatically reduce your risk of ever having to have serious dental procedures such as root canal.
I remember probably better than 30 years ago, Janet, I had a root canal done. And I can't tell you the anxiety and pain that I went through. And it's unfortunate. In those days, we don't know about all these formulas that are available today. And you had to suffer because you had to go in a round of antibiotics. And if you didn't go in a round of antibiotics, the dentist probably wouldn't treat you because you didn't feel comfortable pursuing it without killing the bacteria, the bad bacteria that he went after by doing the root canal. But you have now satisfied me, and I think all our listeners, that you don't have to be afraid of getting a root canal. You just have to take preparation to make sure your body doesn't get infected further with all the bad bacteria that could be exposed when the dentist drills that tooth to get to the heart of the problem. So you made some great suggestions, and hopefully people that are listening to the show will take heed and take advantage if they have the need to go for a root canal procedure, which is not very pleasant. But be this as it may, that's life, and we have to go through and endure some of these different things. But getting back to the everyday low price special, Janet, the Unique E, which is available in your office, and the Metagenics line of professional products, all are 10% off the everyday low price today up until 8 o'clock and tomorrow up until 6 o'clock. Tomorrow's hours are 9 to 6. Today's hours were open till 8 p.m. Janet will be available today when she leaves Greenlands. She'll be up there until 2 o'clock, and she'll be here from 4 to 7. Tomorrow she's here from 1 to 5. Will you be taste testing the cookies, Janet?
Of course I will, Al. I have a different flavor banana chocolate chip for people to try today, and a protein bar. It would be a caramel almond protein bar.
You make me hungry.
Absolutely delicious tasting cookies and bars that are meant as a protein meal replacement. So keep in mind, these are medical foods not available over the counter. You must sit down and see me, and I will profile the entire program that is available for those people who are using the protein meal replacements, either the cookies or bars from Janet's Best weight loss formulas.
And when we come back, Janet, we should talk about the bladder infection causes, treatments, and remedies.
Okay, and I want to tell everybody about my adventure last night at Century Village in Deerfield Beach. So when we come back from this break, you will hear all about that, and we will talk also about bladder infections. So, to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking today with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the Greenland Store up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway. She will be there till 2 o'clock, and then she will be coming south to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and she will be here from 4 to 7 this evening. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 5. And as she said earlier, she'll be taste testing a new flavor in the cookies and the bar category, the medically proven and effective way to lose weight. Janet, let's hear about that escapade you had last night.
Oh, it was a very, very fun escapade. It's always a remarkable experience to spend some time with the natural nurse, Helen Kamai, who has was our guest on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour earlier. And so every night, I believe, or every Thursday night, I'm not sure, the natural nurse teaches classes at the clubhouse in Century Village. And her classes revolve around giving information on the healing properties of herbs, just natural approaches for a variety of different, very common illnesses. And as I told the people who attended, there are about 25 people who attended last night, and there were some familiar faces and some brand new faces, and some brand new faces that didn't know about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So it was a very interesting evening. And what the focus of our discussion was last night was insomnia. And I have to say that we did get a little bit sidetracked because we were talking about how certain infections can be contributing to lack of restful sleep. And so we got into a discussion about vaccines, and people were saying, well, what about the meningitis vaccine? What about the hepatitis vaccine? What about the pneumonia vaccine, the shingles vaccine, all of those different vaccines? And it was interesting because the group was kind of divided down the middle about who usually had a flu vaccine, who stayed away from the vaccines. And we had one gentleman, unfortunately, leave the class because he was so distressed that we were talking about the dangers of vaccines. And so at the end of the class, one of the things that I provided to the class was a website for people to understand what exactly is contained in their vaccines and thereby make an informed decision about whether or not to move forward with flu vaccine, shingles, pneumonia, meningitis that are all pretty heavily hyped in the medical community. So there is a website that I shared with people. It's called vacinfo.org, vacinfo.org. And very helpful information for people to understand exactly what they're exposing themselves to. But we talked about all of the profile of ingredients of substances that you can find, natural substances to enhance the quality of your sleep. And we talked about the dangers of some of the more commonly prescribed insomnia medications. So people were kind of surprised at some of the side effects, shall I say, associated with that prescription Ambien. And so I believe that we've talked about it here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour before, but I'm just going to really quickly profile the side effects. People get up in the middle of the night and forage in their kitchens for all different types of foods, and then they go back to bed, and when they wake up in the morning, they see their kitchen in disarray, and sometimes they accuse their partners of having been leaving a mess in the kitchen, but the truth of the matter is it was that individual who has moved through all different cabinets and refrigerator eating at night while still asleep. Then I talked about a very dangerous issue, and one of my clients actually experienced this. He woke up 10 miles from his home in his pajamas behind the wheel of a car. So he was driving at night while asleep. Then the oddest one, which is sleep shopping. And people are having FedEx or UPS deliver packages, and it's addressed to them, and they look at it and they say, I didn't order this. But then when their credit card bill comes, they say, oh, look, this is when it was ordered. So shopping on the internet while asleep, or having no memory of it. It was very interesting because there was Dr. Sanjay Gupta on the television this morning doing a very little interview about an insomnia project that he was working on, and he really minimized the potential for the side effects associated with Ambien. He really did kind of gloss over them, but they are very real, and they are issues that many clients that I see on a regular basis at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center deal with. Al?
Yes, I think you brought up a very, very good point, Janet. And I just want to remind our listeners that you will be available here today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow Saturday from 1 to 5. In reading this article about bladder infections, it didn't come as a surprise where it said that bladder infections are much more common in women than in men. It is estimated that more than 50% of women will experience a bladder infection at least once in their lifetime. Most are uncomplicated infections, typically caused by E. coli bacteria. But the word uncomplicated is used to describe infections that occur in healthy women, whereas the complicated appear to be in women that have had these infections on a regular basis. And don't you find, Janet, that when a woman goes on a treatment with antibiotics, in a lot of cases, the infection comes back. And it comes back sometimes even worse than what they had first. And it's very difficult for them to get rid of that infection because of the continual use of bacteria. Has that been your cause and diagnosis over the last 20 years?
Well, I'm going to say, unfortunately, our overuse of antibiotics for all different issues. Unfortunately, many people might visit their physician for a viral issue they're dealing with, and they come away with an antibiotic. And we know that an antibiotic is not necessarily something that is at all effective in dealing with a viral infection. And with the number of individuals being diagnosed with diabetes, the risk of a bladder infection, urinary tract infection, is much higher. Women dealing with hormone imbalances, women dealing with yeast infections, candida overgrowth, due to hormone imbalances, at much greater risk. So they may be diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. It might be called cystitis. There are many women suffering on a routine basis with interstitial cystitis, which is another area of discussion entirely. And so if your urinary tract infection goes untreated for a length of time, the potential for that infection to spread to your kidneys is higher. And when you're dealing with a kidney infection, risk of damage to your kidney, the excruciating pain associated with a kidney infection, all very important areas for people to have knowledge about. So at the very first sign of a urinary tract infection, which could be burning, urgency, frequency, possibly a low-grade fever, it's advisable to certainly see your physician and have a urinalysis to determine exactly what the cause of your symptoms, urgency, burning, frequency. And if you're diagnosed with a urinary tract infection, it's a personal decision about whether you want to follow up with antibiotic treatment or possibly begin to use some natural approaches to overcome that bacteria. If the infection has gone on for too long, it really would require the use of an antibiotic. If it is in the initial stages of the infection, you certainly have the potential to overcome the infection with natural approaches. I mentioned Silver 100 prior to this with regard to root canal. Silver 100 taken internally can be very effective at overcoming a bladder infection. There is a product just called UTI for urinary tract infection. There's a formula that's very, very effective. I suggest to anyone who has recovered from a urinary tract infection, you would want to focus your efforts on preventing a secondary infection, and you would do that with specific combinations of cranberry extract. Solaray has cranactin and D-mannose. D-mannose being very attractive to the bacteria. The bacteria attach to the D-mannose and are excreted from the body. So those are two really important approaches. The cranberry extract, not cranberry juice. The cranberry juice being full of sugar has a negative impact on overcoming the infection. The sugar would actually feed the bacteria. And so cranactin, a concentrated version of the herb cranberry, and D-mannose, an essentially efficient combination to minimize the possibility that you will ever have a bladder infection again.
Janet, I know you also believe in giving a good dose of probiotics along with those recommendations, and it may help people to prevent further infections by using the probiotics on a daily basis. And you mentioned the Jarrow has a wide variety of different formulas, specifically for different types of body functions that you're having difficulty with. I do hear some music.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Before we go to the break, I'm going to say that Janet's Best Formulas, my line of formulas, has a probiotic, and I have information of all of the individual ingredients in that probiotic formula and how effective they can be at minimizing reinfection of the urinary tract. You're tuned to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can find Janet's Best Formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the Savvy Health Food Shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I want to keep you up to date. We have a Janet twofer today, and we have two lines of product that we are offering at an additional 10% off the everyday low price today up until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 9 to 6. And those two lines are Unique E and Metagenics. So you'll receive an additional 10% off any one of those products from either line today and tomorrow. And as a reminder, the Sun Warrior line of protein powders, most of them are organic. There are some that are called classic. They are 50% off the everyday low price. And again, I mentioned we have a protein powder over 1 pound that sells for $23.99. It's organic in chocolate. $23.99 is our everyday low price. But today and tomorrow, tomorrow is the last day, you'll get 50% off this particular price. So it will only cost you $12, which you can't find anywhere else, a superior product like Sun Warrior Protein at that price. And two demonstrations going on tomorrow, starting at 10:30. We have Jan, who will be giving away samples of Melissa B, a terrific skincare line. And we have Sari, who will be here doing a Vega demonstration. And both of them, well, Jan starts at 10:30, Sari starts at 11, but they're both here until 2. And you'll get a free pack of the Vega protein with a purchase of a Vega product. And Janet, I'm going to now embark upon a new topic. Physical therapy proves as effective as surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome.
It's very interesting because I get Dr. Julian Whitaker's newsletter. And last month's newsletter, the headline was having to do with the surgical procedures offer a great deal of benefit when you're discussing with the surgeon. However, in research studies, in-depth research studies seem to show that very often medical treatment, holistic treatments, detoxification, a variety of alternative functional approaches seem to be better than the surgical procedure. So one of the things that I talk to people about who are facing a surgical procedure and they're concerned, I tell them, let's take a look at the risk-benefit. And the risk-benefit situation, you have to review the potential risks associated with the use of anesthesia, the risk of infection, the time of hospitalization, the recovery time. All of those need to be evaluated as part of your decision-making process. And one of the things that I suggest is before you sign on for that surgical procedure, and there's no question that for some people, the surgical procedure actually is a very necessary solution to their problems. However, before you make the decision to move forward with surgery, please work on all of your different functional options, the natural options, your herbal approaches, your physical approaches. So the idea is physical therapy can be as effective as surgery in treating the carpal tunnel syndrome. And that's based on a study published in the Journal of Orthopedics and Sports Physical Therapy. And I'll just use an example, one of my own issues. I injured my knee playing tennis, and I have been visiting Dr. Mike at Dr. Slavin's office, and he has begun working on my knee. And in just two treatments, there has been a very dramatic reversal of the symptoms of the injury. The other thing that I can let people know is I have back in action the cards from Zali 11 in the physical therapy office in my office. So if you're interested in finding a connection to an excellent physical therapist, come in and I will give you the back in action cards for Zali 11. If you're dealing with carpal tunnel syndrome, some of the things that you might find very helpful, take magnesium. So Life Extension has beautiful formula magnesium caps available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. One at bedtime can achieve dramatic results to stopping the spasms associated with the pain of carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel is the nerve moving through your wrist and into your hand, becomes calcified or injured in some way, and the spasms of the surrounding muscles worsen the discomfort, so magnesium can minimize those spasms. Of course, using certain oils, I'm going to suggest grapeseed oil. There's even a magnesium oil that you can massage into the area and reduce the combination of the ingredients. The oils bring the magnesium deeper into the tissue, reducing inflammation and reducing the spasms. Epsom salt soaks. So you would have to get a container that's deep enough to immerse your hand and wrist, probably for about 3 inches above your wrist, and to soak your hand in that Epsom salt mixture, the mixture that would be in water that is as hot as you can possibly stand it. So you're dealing with pain, numbness, weakness in your wrist and your hand, and many times the contributing factor is how you're holding your hand when you are using a mouse with your computer or using the keyboard with your computer. So you want to do some physical therapy, some therapy. Massage therapy would be very helpful. And as I said, I can't stress strongly enough how helpful Dr. Mike at Dr. Slavin's office with his chiropractic adjustments, how helpful they are in overcoming carpal tunnel syndrome with very, very minimal adjustments needed. Al?
To go further on this particular topic, researchers in Spain and the United States report that 1 year following treatment, patients with carpal tunnel syndrome who received physical therapy achieved results comparable to outcomes for patients who had surgery for this condition. Furthermore, physical therapy patients saw faster improvements at the 1 month mark than the patients that were treated surgically. So as you pointed out, Janet, I think the first step before you attempt to have surgery would try to use the physical therapy aspect before you think about surgery. And you pointed out a couple of good situations. One is find a good chiropractor or physical therapist that can help you do that. And the other is massaging the area on your hand with magnesium oil. And that could help alleviate a lot of discomfort as well. So there are proven ways to be able to achieve this. And I would imagine, Janet, that there are probably different exercises that people can do in addition to physical therapy sessions with either a physical therapist or a chiropractor. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, absolutely. However, I would caution people to make sure that they consulted a chiropractor, massage therapist, a physical therapist before trying to do some of the exercises to strengthen that area of their wrist, because you want to do it the correct way. So you want an expert to show you the best exercises to minimize the discomfort associated with carpal tunnel syndrome. And one of the other things is don't necessarily get a brace that you've chosen for yourself. Get an expert opinion with regard to a brace or taping that area to strengthen it, because the wrong kind of brace for your diagnosis could minimize the possibility that you're going to recover from the carpal tunnel syndrome. It's interesting because the research went on and that showed at 3, 6, and 12 months following treatment, the patients in the surgical group were no better off than those in the physical therapy group. So both groups showed improvements, but they did so with the physical therapy did so without surgical intervention. So,
Janet, we will see you here at 2 o'clock today from 2 to 5.
I will be there. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back on Monday at 10. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.